But I just wanted to ask you about making the roster coming into camp, or coming out of camp, and how you feel about that, considering you know the what you've been through over the last year.
I mean, it was something that you know I set my mind on wanting to come into camp and earn a job and go out there every day and compete and you know show what I can do, and you know I'm super excited to be here and ready to help this team win.
Nick McCoro.
Hey Chris, Nick McCoro with the Arizona Republic. Nice to meet you. What did you feel like you had going for you here in camp, and how does this compare to you know the way you felt you know a few years back when you were with the Astros?
Well, first thing, I felt like I had you know my health going for me. You know, my arm was you know first couple weeks in camp it was a little struggle getting back into to the arm shape after going you know especially going after coming back from surgery. But, you know, getting my range of motion back, working with all the trainers, everything in the room, being on top of that every day was pretty awesome to feel that again. So definitely health, you know, arm-wise, you know, being able to stretch it out, get some good long toss in every other day, things like that.
Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Chris. Steve Gilbert with MLB.com. Just with all you've been through, is this opening day a little bit more special for you, given the kind of the journey you've taken?
I think it is. I mean, it's going to be up there as one of them. This ballpark here has some meaning for me. Actually, one of the condos over here, 15th floor, I used to come watch games up there in high school with one of my buddies. His dad rented a condo out, so it was pretty cool. We could see the game, but we could never see the left fielder. It was cut off from the scoreboard. But that was pretty cool. We had like a 6-month lease on it. So I'd never actually been inside the ballpark until yesterday. So that was pretty cool. But I'm for sure going to have some good meaning behind it for me.
Zach Buchanan.
Chris, were you surprised when the Astros let you go? I think it was in November, maybe.
I'm not really surprised. I mean, I felt like it was kind of leaning that way. You know, I know it's part of the business, and you know, I didn't perform up to my best, you know, because of health wise. But you know, I have a new opportunity, and I'm thankful for that opportunity. I'm going to seize it as the best knowing I can, and go out there and give everything I got.
Evan Thompson.
Hi, Chris. I'm Evan Thompson. I'm with Last Word on Baseball. Can you describe what goes through a player's mind, or at least your mind, the first time you get to walk into a certain major league stadium like Petco? You haven't been there before?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just the feel, you know, like it's just like an excitement, and, you know, you kind of just take it in and try to enjoy it as much as you can, because you can't take nothing for granted in this game. You never know, you know, when you'll be back, or, you know, so you just enjoy it and, you know, smile. So.
Yeah, Torrey mentioned something. I think he mentioned you the other day as being part of the group of guys kind of that are going to be in the late inning mix on this roster. What kind of mentality are you taking in terms of what role you have? What kind of role do you prefer? I feel like I remember back with the Astros, you were a guy who was pitching multiple innings a lot. Is that still a you know, something that you feel like you could do?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I could do that. You know, high leverage situation, 7th, 8th, 9th, you know, be ready for, you know, whenever my name is called in that role. And, you know, I love that role, and it's definitely something I have some experience in, and, you know, that's meaningful. And when the game's on the line, you know, you want to be out there, you know, you want to have that ball and, you know, get 3 outs and hand it off to the next guy, or vice versa. So whichever way it shakes up, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th, I'll be ready.
Zach Buchanan.
Chris, what was it when you were a free agent? What was it about Arizona that made you
think? Just the way you know, they approached me and wanted to get to know me as a person, and you know, it was the communication was there, and it was you know, it was kind of easy for me to share a part of who I was, and you know, my work ethic, and just who I am as a human with all the guys, and you know, and it was easy to learn just felt right, you know. It just felt right, and I felt like the opportunity was right. As Arizona's close to home, you know, I was out in Arizona 1 year when I was drafted by the Docs, and you know, been in Florida ever since for spring training, and it just felt right. And you know, I'm thankful to be here. And just keep rolling, you know. It was a good spring.
Yeah, I was gonna ask about that. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think you gave up a run. What did you feel like was working for you stuff wise?
Everything, you know. I felt like my heater had good life on it. Definitely had some good late life on it. I feel like that's lacked over the past couple of years. And I also think because of you know, range of motion wise in my arm, that I really didn't have that. So I felt like I had that, and you know, the conviction in my ball. And you know, it's just a little, it was a little process of trusting that stuff again. And definitely when I trust it, you know, that's what I'm on.
Zach Buchanan.
Chris, do you think in any sense that you're still kind of coming back from the surgery, like that, you know, your stuff got better over camp and could still continue to get better the more you pitch?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I definitely think, you know, definitely not in mid-season form yet. So just take it day by day and, you know, continue each day to make my adjustments and try to better myself and, you know, learn as much as I can along the way. But, yeah, it was a good spring. And, you know, if that's just the start of it, you know, I want to be excited to see what I could do this year.
All right, everybody, that's it. We'll see you after the game.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, thank you.